go up at some level. The valuations here, and I've been sitting in, and I don't mean to bring this up. I'm just saying, I've seen the jumps over the course of time. I know our market on the residential side is better. I know that's a very difficult one to navigate. I get it. I have not seen this substantial of jumps in my years of doing this. And I know when they've been less substantial, the amount of dollars that people pay do go up. So what we do here does affect their taxes. And I wish Hancock Amendment encompassed my taxes not going up more than 5%, which they definitely did, and a lot of folks did, but it doesn't.
I live here too.
So yeah.
Like I said, I don't want that either. But again, by changing the nightly rentals over to the way the statutes read and the way the Supreme Court ruled, it takes away the burden. It makes, instead of putting the onus on the neighbor,
we're going to be addressing those two.
So. To be honest, so. Yeah.
But you're saying that's where the substantial increase was.
That's where the increase came from. Yeah.
I'm seeing some substantial increases on some others. But we're going to go to 221-3, and you just gave me a phone code. So give me the reminder on this.
Just to let you know, the only reason I can't stay in here is because we're voting at the same time, and honestly, I have back issues. It's difficult for me to set in here.
Oh, oh yeah, you're.
If you need me, just call me or have them call me, and I'll come right in.
Sure. The only reason I had, you know, is because we're used to seeing you in here. So, but we understand.
I miss you guys too.
We understand.
I don't miss the negotiation, but I do.
It's
Once you dial the number, it's going to give you a tone, and then it's going to, and when it gives you that tone, yeah, you're going to have to press the 4-digit code I just put up there. Let's see here. The phone number is.
They're usually on here.
Right there after the work teleconference.
Ah.
Did you want to look at it before you called them or anything? Or?
I think we ought to hear from them and see what's going on.
What's the last name of the person we're dealing with?
Hannah?
Right.
Mark and Debbie Hannay?
There's two of them.
Yeah, it's BOE-2020-3-4.
And this will be the last ones this morning. The other three are this afternoon.
Okay. So,
two of those are in.
Do I did one before 6027?
No, you dial the number, the 9, the 1.
your message for 5595817532.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's not 581, it's 281.
You are on the ball. 5595817532. Did I do it dyslexic? 6027. Thank you.
No problem.
I was going to leave a random message to somebody.
walk in and please leave a message on their website.
Anyway.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey Mark, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we were just giving you a call about your appeal to the BOE. We will try reaching you back after lunch. Bye.
And you do notice that I substantially lowered his value on both those properties.
On Hannay?
Hannay. He went from 167,000 to 90, and he went from, on his other one, he went from 167 to 93.
So what's he gripe about? Don't know.
I think
he's griping about being a nightly rental, but he went down so much. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Okay, so basically you bumped him to commercial, but it still drops his taxes? Or what are you saying?
Well, I mean, his taxes are whatever they are. I don't deal with taxes. I deal with valuation. He's
right.
valued the same as all of his neighbors. They were overvalued in the condotels in Hilton. And he has one that faces the boardwalk, one that faces the...
okay, so he's complaining about the classification.
Possibly.
Okay, so in other words, his value went down, but his classification changed.
Correct.
Okay. That's
he went to 100%.
That's what he's calling about. Okay, gotcha.
Commercial for nightly rental. But again, we lowered everybody.
So, when did they get lower? Because my appraised value here is 118.1 on, 2021-3 and the 2021-4 is 121.410.
What are you talking about?
The appraised value on those condotels.
She's saying this is the appraised value that went down from last year. He's calling in because she's now classifying him.
I know, but
these are my cards here. This one and this one for the Hannays.
So I'm just saying, okay. So here I have 118,100, and then I have 121,400.
I'm not sure where those.
So can I write? So that's when.
Is that their name, Hannay?
Yeah, 9789. Which property is?
That's the ends with 22.413.
So our sheets are wrong. Is what? Okay.
Cool. Okay, so that one is, what's the price on that 90?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 22.413 is this one here, and it's this one.
Okay.
That's evaluation.
My value on it is 90,789.
Yeah. His purchase price,
so
his appraised price,
value
is, his opinion is 72,000.
His assessed value is 29,050.
Right.
And he went down negative 8,460.
Okay.
So his tax dropped from 2055.
He's calling in about the commercial.
Right. Can I see the other one? I just want to make sure I'm dealing with the right numbers. 93073. Just, and I know, clerical errors happen. Why do we have these numbers and the cards have another number?
I don't know. I was told by Tanya, the GIS person, that,
who printed these sheets?
I did it this morning.
Okay, so
those should come out correct. I don't know why they didn't.
Why are the numbers?
If you come in here, what does it say for Hannays?
On which property?
Does it matter? The 413 is fine.
The 3 or 4.
So I got 90,789. I don't know where it was those numbers were taken. I have no earth there. That's what I got.
Okay.
Now, this here says it was changed 6/21,
so... Okay, so we might have... You might have printed these off.
I might have had numbers...
Oh, okay, yeah,
my
yeah,
system
okay.
might have had...
Gotcha, okay.
...had numbers prior to the change.
All right, well, maybe for this afternoon we might look at that, just the ones
we had. Yeah, just double-check.
Yeah, but,
well,
yeah.
Let's print up this one, because this is another promenade here. It's Mr. Eads, and it's the one that ends with 1.206.
What BOE number is that?
I don't know. I can go by BOE numbers. I go by parcel numbers and sorry.
Susan, on that one that you dropped, and we're on record here, obviously, but I had not seen this statute before, but it looks like to me that that one's pretty clear on that 15%. If it goes up 15%, you gotta send something. And you can go back and look at that, but I'm looking at it, if you want to call the tax commission over the lunch hour and ask them this question, but number 10, 11, and 12 right. here.
If we go look, over 15%, we do have to physically go out.
But there's also a notification requirement to the property owner, which they may not have told you needed to do, but that's in the statute.
But I was told that the postcards would cover it, and then we can go back if they want us to go back out and do whatever they want to do, and actually do it.
Well, this says a right, does the postcard say the rights related to a physical inspection? If a physical inspection is required?
Yeah, it's all there on the back of the card.
Okay. Well, but the card that he had was something that was way later. This was not something
The cards
back in
on the
May.
Back are the same, though. They're
this
exactly would have
been
the
back
same.
In May when you did the inspection, is what I'm saying.
Correct. But I'm just saying to you, the cards say the same thing on the back.
But I guess you were doing the physical inspections back in May in order to determine.
Yeah.
And then sent the notices out.
One of these, like I said, I printed both sides. You guys got cards too, but let me find it. Is it on the back of that one, Jeff? The one you got in your hand? Is one of those?
I'm sorry.
The pink part.
I was trying to find this one, which I found. It's BOE number 17.
Maybe he should have called you and said, I want an interior inspection.
Yeah, he had to call me, and he had to a certain date to call me by. And I think
30 days to notify.
Was that, that's why we put the cards out on the 21st.
30 days to notify, yeah.
I mean, you guys are out there all the time. I mean, you guys are out assessing all the time. I mean, it hadn't been years past. I mean, you're not going and getting permission. I mean, that's been something going on for, I mean, I know you guys got to be careful because it's Tane County. I mean, you're running house to house. I get it.
Well, we've already.
So you're saying interior? It has to be.
Well, no,
or exterior.
I think that some of these people, I mean, the notification, she can go out and physically inspect anytime she wants to go out and assess, of course, but the notice has to have. A notice to the taxpayer that you have a right to a physical inspection. You got to do it within 30 days. He's got to call in within 30 days and request.
Copy of the.
So
one of these
I was probably
cards,
wrong on that particular one,
so
but
see
we've
the back
already
or
produced him. So, in other words, I'm saying I thought that there was a requirement that they send out the notice of the physical inspection with that card, but there is, but the owner has to do something in order to get it. He has to call in and say, I want physical inspection. So that would be the only, in other words, if you're going up over 15%. So what she's done, she can go over 15%.
Yes, I can.
So that was the, and I was reading that incorrectly at the time, so. But
I don't know if it's a gift giving, having to pay less taxes.
And by agreeing to that calibration and doing what I've done, I've got an agreement with the state that we're not going to have to go up anymore. I told them I'm not doing another calibration like this. But I am going to go through in 2 years and I'm going to look at land values because I don't think they're fair. So one person will be over here. We've got a guy, he should be coming in for it. But he's got a piece of property behind Sight and Sound. And everybody on that road is paying huge money, and yet he owns another piece of property behind that that's actually on that, what's that street name there?
The one in the middle street? There?
It's the one where you turn for the gas station. He's paying $800, and the other people are back. It makes no sense.
I think that's the one we looked at last year because nobody can sell it.
Yeah, right. I think that's one. Yeah, I think that's right. And you're saying you don't have any notes in your system that tell you that?
No.